45 unaccompanied children seeking asylum here have gone missing from state care and have been unaccounted for since 2017. That's according to figures released by the child and family agency TUSLA. Six unaccompanied minors seeking asylum here reported missing last year, according to figures provided by TUSLA to the Irish Times today. Of those, three children were returned or were accounted for, but three children remain missing. For more, let's talk to Anne Morrow now, who's education manager with MECPATHS, which is a group that trains frontline workers in the health service and elsewhere in relation to child trafficking issues. Anne Morrow, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Brian.
So explain to us the circumstances in which a child who's in care, they're on the radar, if you like. In some cases, they may have been placed with foster families. They've come here unaccompanied, seeking asylum. How does it happen that they go missing?
Well, unfortunately, the children who do arrive here as unaccompanied minors often arrive with very complex trauma needs, and they are incredibly vulnerable. And unfortunately, in that kind of situation, there are those people who seek to take advantage of those vulnerabilities. We know of a similar story that broke in the UK last year, whereby they reported 200 unaccompanied minors going missing, and they had evidence that suggested that traffickers were targeting these children for the purpose of some type of exploitation. So it's very, very concerning when we look at the numbers here in Ireland. So you said there in your introduction, 45 unaccompanied minors gone missing from the care of the state since 2017. And we know that they're very, very, very vulnerable to those who would wish to take advantage of those vulnerabilities. So we are very concerned that these children may be trafficked for some kind of exploitation in this country.
Right. In some circumstances, presumably, though, a child may also decide to go home again. I mean, that also could account for some of this, but they don't obviously, provide details of their intentions. But in relation to children who are at risk of trafficking, what needs to be done? What can be done to offer more protection?
Well, I think it's important, Brian, to point out that it's not just unaccompanied minors who are a threat of being trafficked in this country. We know child trafficking impacts Irish national children and also EU national children living in this country. So really what's required is an intensive awareness raising program. Our particular organization seeks to train those frontline professionals who are most likely to come into contact with a victim of child trafficking. So the awareness piece is really crucial, and I suppose really for this whole conversation around the potential for trafficking of children in this country to be elevated. And just we're very grateful for this opportunity to be speaking about it today.
So are there, and I presume there's some level of organisation or behind this. Are there trafficking gangs operating in this country?
Well, yes, we absolutely know that there are gangs who are involved in the trafficking of children and individuals in this country. But I think where we fall down as a country is that we're not identifying these, in particular, child victims. So if we compare the official statistics that we have from the Department of Justice, and if we take a snapshot of 2021, Ireland would say that we identified no child victims of trafficking. When we compare that to Northern Ireland, 16% of victims are children. In the United Kingdom, 44% are victims of trafficking. And in Western and Southern Europe, 40%. So for us to say that we have 0% of child trafficking victims in this country is quite preposterous, really.
So when you're training, as I said, frontline workers in healthcare and in childcare, what are you saying to them? What are the signs they need to watch out for?
Well, there are different types of child trafficking. So children can be trafficked for not only sexual exploitation, but also for domestic servitude or criminal exploitation. So we have lists of indicators that are commonly used around the world that we make available to those frontline professionals that we're educating. And really, I think a lot of it is around using the language or equipping these professionals with the language to identify something and to call it as it is. Because right now, I think child victims of trafficking are being misidentified. They're being underidentified and therefore are not being brought into the light, are not getting the services that they so crucially require.
How important is it that the accommodation that they're placed in is appropriate? Mm. A well regulated foster home presumably is a much safer environment than perhaps some other kind of settings that children in these circumstances might find themselves in.
Yes, and the foster care situation would be the best for unaccompanied minors, but unfortunately, because Ireland is receiving unprecedented numbers of unaccompanied minors coming to Ireland to seek international protection, we all know that that the accommodation and availability of accommodation and foster care families is problematic. And so a lot of these children have had to be placed into emergency accommodation, so the likes of hotels. And unfortunately, that is just not in the best interests of those children who really do have extremely complex needs.
All right, we leave it there. Anne Mara from MECPATHS, thank you very much for talking to us.